Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Joining us now is a 7-time Pro Bowler from the NFL and a member of the Hall of Fame class of 2001. This is Jackie Slater, the great offensive lineman of the Rams. Jackie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be able to join you guys.
Well, Jackie, let's start with your former team. The Rams are really off to a great start. I think it surprised many people. Did you see this coming?
Absolutely not. I was just floored to see the start they got off to. I watched them a little bit in training camp and in the spring, and I just didn't see signs of some of the spectacular efforts that I'm seeing by individuals or the collective efforts as a team. Coach McVay has done a great job with this team.
He really has, Jackie. You're so right. In talking about the Rams, you played your entire career with the Rams, 19 in L.A. and 1 in St. Louis. What toll do you think, if any, does moving cities have on the players, the team, the franchise, like what the Rams did, the Chargers, and now Oakland in this purgatory between Oakland and Las Vegas?
Oh, it has a tremendous effect on the players. They have to, many of them, find new places to live. Many of them have to find new schools for their kids. They have to sell homes, sell apartments, condos, and all of that, have furniture shipped and get to new schools and have clothing and get and household things shipped. This is a major ordeal, and I think a lot of people, take it for granted, except for those, who have recently moved or had to move their families. But it's not easy. I mean, and then you have to come to a new climate and get acclimated mm-hmm. to that. You know, the weather is obviously different. I remember when I went to St. Louis, I had allergies, and they were flaring up like I've never had in my life before. And so there are all kind of little different things that everybody has to get adjusted to. And that includes the fan base as well.
That's what I was going to say. How does the fan – that's got to be tough because the fans you're leaving feel betrayed. And the fans you're coming to, well, hopefully they're embracing you.
Well, if you come and do like the Rams did last year, they don't embrace you very well. Last year they had a miserable season, as you know, and it was very difficult to get over that for a lot of people. In fact, a lot of people still haven't come back to the games as well as they're playing. But in time, with the efforts that they're putting forward and the stage that they're becoming accustomed to, which is the big stage, they're getting their games flexed to more nationally televised audience, and if they continue to play well with the stars that they have, they've got stars in all the key spots, the running back, the quarterback, the defensive line, the secondary, the linebackers, they've got stars everywhere. And so if these guys can just continue to play well and continue to do what the special players do at their positions, then they're going to be a very big ticket and a very big draw. I was just told by the Rams that I couldn't have my four seats to the Hall of Fame, to the game this weekend because I didn't ask for them in time. And I played with them for 20 years and I'm in the Hall of Fame. So that tells you what kind of a draw, they are.
The Rams are a big draw. We are talking to Jackie Slater, Hall of Fame offensive lineman with the Rams. Now, your son, Matthew, is a player on the Patriots. I've been there since 2008, special teams captain. All these years, the Patriots have had some kind of secret sauce. They've defied the natural parity in the league. You got some insight there with your son. How are the Patriots pulling this off?
Well, first of all, let me say this, go on record as saying this. They have as quiet a community about what they're doing as anybody in the mm-hmm. country. In fact, I began to ask my son these questions, and he'll say, Dad, I got to go. Just doesn't divulge very much, but just as an outsider looking in, it seems to me that all the players that they keep and the ones that are making the major contributions are guys who have bought into the discipline that he expects, to the professionalism he expects. They're smart enough to handle the skills, which is varied on both sides of the ball. They're smart enough to handle it. and they're obviously smart enough to see that this is an environment where you have to be all in or you're probably going to be gone.
That's a great point, and it works for them. So, Jackie, in this current NFL 2017, we're really seeing how critical the offensive line play is for these teams, and we're seeing a lot of bad O-line play in the Giants, Arizona, Houston, Seattle, Cincinnati, among several. What do you think is attributing as a former, you know, set Pro Bowl Hall of Famer lineman, what's contributing to this lack of protection in the offensive line?
Well, it's funny that you would notice that, and I do agree with you 100%. And it's one of the main reasons why people are buying offensive linemen as soon as they hit the market, because they got to have guys protect the quarterback. In my opinion, I think it's been legislated out of the game, all of the practices and the ability to have contact in practices. Because I really do believe that as a player, as an offensive lineman, a former offensive lineman, if I had not been given the opportunity to practice my skill every day and practice against Jack Youngblood and people like him, Cody Jones and guys like that, then I wouldn't have shown up well against Reggie White and different people, Tutar Jones and guys like that, Gastineau around the league. You have to practice the skill of playing football if you're an offensive lineman. You can't just go through the motion and expect to be physical with the attitude of dominance that you have to have, because you're not going to dominate anybody, but you have to try. And if you're trying to dominate, then that's a good opportunity that you got to play par football with these people. So I think legislating some of the contact out of practice has been a very, very big downfall of the offensive line play.
We are talking to Jackie Slater, Hall of Fame offensive lineman from the Rams. So, Jackie, looking around the league, who are the two or three linemen that stand out to you at the top of their game?
Well, I mean, Jason Peters at the Philadelphia Eagles is one of the best in the business. Tyron Smith at the Dallas Cowboys is another one of the very, very special talents that's in there. Both these guys are playing at the top. Joe Thomas is at the top of his game. As offensive tackles, those are the top in the business. There's some other guys in that next tier that are doing well and servicing their team well. We just saw it this past weekend with Riley Reiff of the Minnesota Vikings. You know, that offensive line coach over there in Minnesota has done a fantastic job. He had five brand new starters, and they average about 5.6 years of experience, and they're problem solvers. But they've got some really good. Tony Sperano, you remember him? He's their offensive line coach, and he's doing a fantastic job with that group over there. So I like to see good team offensive line play where the group is functioning well. And I think, you know, the Rams group has functioned well. But when I look at Minnesota, when I look at Dallas, when I look at Philadelphia, these guys are very, they're the top shelf teams.
Well, Jackie, you played alongside legendary Walter Payton at Jackson State. What did you learn from him?
Well, I think the biggest thing I learned from Walter was a tenacity that you have to play this game with. It doesn't matter what position you play. If you're going to play a game of football, you got to be all in physically, and you got to practice the game the way you want to play it. If you want to play at a high level against very good competition on any given Sunday, you have to practice against the top level talent on your team and try to beat them in practice. And so Walter was a guy that never missed a practice. I remember one year he had a calcium deposit on his left arm. They had to drain 60 cc's of fluid from it, and he never missed a practice. And we tackled him in practice. We even sacked our quarterbacks in certain drills. So the way he went about his business on a daily basis made you look at him, regardless of the position you play, and say, man, if I can play my position at the intensity that he's doing his, I'd be a much better ball player. So that's what I learned from Walter.
Those are the words of a Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater. Thank you so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Oh, I really enjoyed it. Thank you guys for having me, and I wish you the very best of luck and great holiday season coming up.
You too, Jackie. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.